It'd been a long week. I had been gone for a few days. But tonight, I had a surprise ready for you. All day, I felt so much excitement building up for what's to come. You were such a good boy for me. You deserved this. Every step I heard getting closer to the door made my heart beat faster. When you opened the door, I saw how you zeroed in on me and lost all sense of reality. I was standing in our living room, wearing nothing but a smirk and a slim purple strap-on. Oh, fuck yes. My surprise would be pegging you. We talked about it a couple of times before, but I know you didn't expect it this soon. But it was all actually happening. I saw a wave of shyness wash over your face, and before you looked away. "Look at me, gorgeous," I chuckled. Your eyes slid back towards me as I said those words. "That's my good boy." Fuck. I saw how you shivered. My smirk widened when you let out a whimper. With two fingers, I beckoned you towards me. "Come here, I want a kiss." Nodding, you whispered a, "Yes, miss." And I returned that loving smile that you oh so craved. I pulled you into a forceful kiss the moment you were within reach. Dazed, you barely noticed I was leading you towards our bedroom. I only let go once we reached the foot of the bed. On your knees. Eager, you followed my command, wanting to please me. "Such an obedient boy I have," I purred. As you bent over, my hands stroked your hair. "Why don't you give it a kiss?" I whispered into your ear. Your head fell forward as if it was on its own. Gently, your lips pressed against the tip. I gently shifted my hips forward. "Good boy," I moaned, guiding it deeper. "Go on, I know you can take it." You opened your mouth, beginning to lick and suck with a hunger I'd never seen before. "Oh. You like this, don't you?" Looking up at me while you sucked me off. All you could do was a moan in response. My words only made you wish for more. "Fuck. You look so pretty with my cock in your mouth. I almost want to take a picture." You let out an audible whimper at those words. I know you needed more. It was written all over your face. Fuck. You couldn't stop yourself from letting out whimpers. "Aw, I can tell you want more of my cock, sweetheart. Be good for me and moan for it." So desperate for more, you obeyed. Pleased, I gently slipped deeper into your mouth. "Such a good boy, taking it so deeply for me." I gently tugged at your hair with each gentle stroke. "Fuck, you have such nice hair." You didn't want to stop just yet. You kept sucking, trying to take me as deeply as possible. Until finally, off. My gentle but firm fingers finally pulled your head back, forcing you to part with my strap with a wet pop. I motioned for you to stand up, only to pull you in for a fierce kiss. I want you to strip," I commanded into your ear. I watched you shiver as you unbuttoned your shirt. Eventually, the only thing covering your skin was goosebumps. "Good boy. Now get that cute ass on the bed." I had never seen you move so quickly. It was different being in this position. Normally, when we played with your ass, you were laid across my lap. This time, having you lay on your back, looking up at me, felt so new. I loved it. Popping the cap open, the cold feeling of lubricant on your skin made you gasp. My slick finger gently probed and stretched your ass. Oh God, the expressions you had were amazing. I watched as your head fell back into the pillows. I started placing warm kisses to your thighs to help you distract from the discomfort. "Do you want more?" I whispered in your ear. "Yes, miss, please," was all you could muster between moans. Eventually, another finger joined in. Between kisses, I nipped your thighs, leaving your skin hot. In and out I pushed, eventually brushing against your prostate. "Fuck," you gasped. Smirking, I purred. "Oh, my beautiful boy, you sound so good. I think you're ready." Picking up your legs, I placed them over my shoulders and started teasing your ass with the tip. "Please, miss," you begged. "Oh God, fuck me, please." Kissing your knee, I smiled before gently pushing in. Inch by inch, I filled you, and you couldn't stop the sounds coming from your mouth. Hearing your pleasure-filled moans felt so fucking good. "Oh, feels good, sweetheart, doesn't it?" "Oh, you're being such a good boy, taking all of me." God, I was going to rock your world once I started moving with how incredible I was going to make you feel. Eventually, I could tell you needed me to move. You couldn't help but beg for more and more. "Please, oh God, please," he begged. With a smirk, I gently began thrusting in and out. When you tried touching your cock, I stopped moving. "Did I say you could touch?" With a whimper, you removed the offending hand. "Good boy." Twisting your fingers in the sheets, you held on for dear life. In one movement, I wrapped your legs around my waist. "You're doing so well," I whispered before kissing you. My hand ran through your hair, tugging back your head. "Miss," you breathed. I responded by kissing and biting down on your shoulder. I wanted to leave memories that you would cherish for days. You gasped. "Please, miss. Fuck, I need you to go faster." Pressing myself flush against you, I finally picked up the pace. God, you were so warm. Feeling you underneath me, I wanted to press deeper into you if I could. Kisses were being pressed to your neck and shoulder. You wrapped your arms around me, squeezing with each word, begging for more. You needed to come. Oh God, I could see your cock twitching. You really needed to fucking come. Sensing your desperation, I picked up the pace even more. "It's okay, my beautiful boy," I whispered. "Let it all go." Oh, that's it. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, you're doing so well, my good boy. Come for me. That's right. Give me your cum. Give it to me. Yeah? Yeah. Oh. Oh, that's my good boy. My fingers gently caressed your cheek. Are you all right, sweetheart? Nodding, you opened your eyes. Without thinking, you pulled me in for a kiss. I broke the kiss with a playful giggle. So, I take it you enjoyed your surprise? Yes, miss. I fucking loved it, you gently panted. My smile grew bigger. After I clean us up, I think we should cuddle. What do you think? Worn out and happy, you nodded. After giving you everything you dreamed of, your warmth was all I wanted.